And thank you all for being here. February 28th session. Tomorrow, March 1st, is a full moon. There will be another full moon on March 31st. So this feels like a really potent time to gather to prepare for this month, to prepare for tomorrow's full moon, and then really do some work between this full moon and the next full moon. There's a couple things I want to tell you about first before we really dive into the journey we're going to do. And this will give a couple people popping in a few minutes late here the chance to hop on. We have official dates for the mentorship retreat weekend. Put it in your calendar, June 8th through 10th. It's going to be about 20 minutes from Asheville, right near Marshall. I found a private retreat space just for us. It's only for the mentorship students in this group. If you have a friend who's interested and would like to join us, they'll need to be part of this mentorship group to join the retreat weekend. I'm doing it that way on purpose because I really want it to be a contained experience. I want it to be people who are on the same page with this work, working with me and working together, because then we really dive deep. For those of you who don't live locally or haven't been able to sit with me in person, I offer other things that I don't post publicly. So I only offer them to people when they start coming and sitting in cacao ceremony and I get to know you in person, and then I let you know about the other things that I'm offering that don't go on Facebook, and some of which don't even go on my website. And part of the reason I do this is because it feels really important to me to create community, to create Sangha, because when we have the same group of people with just a few folks from mentorship or my trainings or whatever showing up, we have a little bit different group every time, but we go deep. We have a really deep container with roots. And those of you who've sat with me in person know what I'm talking about. And those of you who are in this mentorship, if you ever happen to be local and can get to a cacao ceremony, you're going to meet other people from the mentorship. You're going to meet my apprentices. You're going to meet advanced students. You're going to meet students who are training with me right now. You're going to see that we have a community. And then you get invited to other things that I don't share publicly. And it's important to me that this is an organic growth. The mentorship, totally public, invite anybody you want. Cacao ceremonies, totally public, everybody's invited. So anybody who joins the mentorship between now and the end of April, and anybody who stays in the mentorship, you're totally welcome to this weekend retreat, and it will just be our group, which I'm excited about because then we can really dive deep together. And tomorrow, Madison's going to send out an email with the highlights, information, the cost. And those of you who are interested, go ahead and let us know. We'll send you an application. I'm doing early bird pricing. I really want to keep this super affordable. So everything's included except getting yourself there. Sheets, towels, food. It's amazing, vegetarian, gluten-free, super sattvic, healthy food because the retreat center is all about that. It's a beautiful space. We got a fire pit. And my favorite piece is that we get the whole retreat center to ourselves, and it's not a huge space where you're going to get lost, but it's big enough to take personal time. There's hiking trails all around. It's gorgeous. I'm very excited about this. And I cannot really explain in the written highlighted email that you're going to get everything that we're doing because I've already worked with the apprentices to come up with some really cool stuff, which I'm really excited about, that we can only really do in person, and also some one-on-one work that I'll do with everybody there throughout the course of the weekend within ceremony. We'll have cacao ceremony. We're going to have a fire ceremony. We're going to have all sorts of ceremony. But it's also going to be determined by who's there. So even though I have an outline, I will be listening to spirit, and we will be doing things over the weekend based on what you're bringing. So know that I've got an outline and we've got these highlights, but it's also going to shift and evolve and expand based on those of you who show up. And I really hope that a lot of you can be there. And I've offered early bird pricing for March, early bird pricing for April, and then regular pricing in May. So doing my best to keep it super affordable and let you know, and plenty of time to put it in your calendars, and really excited for you all to get together in person and get to know each other. I also want to mention that I've come up with the dates for this mentorship, the every other Wednesday dates in June through the rest of the year. So that'll get sent out in the emails subsequent emails so that you know what dates we're meeting and you can have it in your calendar. And of course, if you have to miss one, you're always welcome to watch the recording, which is just as potent. And just know that this is an ongoing offering. I had considered starting a second group, but I really would like to keep this group contained. We're growing at a very steady pace, but not too fast. And not everybody shows up for the group, so we don't end up with 40 people here at once. Not everybody shows up every time. So we end up with a nice little intimate circle. And I'm going to set up videos and things for new people who are joining so that everybody's on the same page. Because for those of you who've been doing this for a while, I don't want you to feel like I'm backing up and doing stuff you've already done. I don't want you to feel like you're having to slow down your growth. So the people hopping in, I want you to know, check the YouTube videos that I share, check out my book, Shaman's Toolbox, check out the videos that I post in the Facebook group. Even if you've got experience, check those out so you know how I work so we can dive in. Because I really am at a point where I'm ready to work with people who want to dive in. And if you want to do level one, that's not what I'm doing. So you'll get it, and we're just going to take that ball and roll with it, okay? I'm really excited about what we're going to do tonight. And I just want to thank Paula, who inspired what we're going to do tonight. And I know you like to hang out in the background, so I'm just going to keep saying your name. But after chatting with her today, I felt really inspired by some things that I've been working on with the teacher, and then some of what, as I was able to chat with her today, some things that were on my heart to share tonight. And again, it's just like with the weekend retreat. I always have an outline for what we're going to do. And then the day of, Spirit goes, let me show you what we're going to do. And I just stay open and listen. So what I'd like to do tonight is really work with you stepping into your authority. And I want you to take this authority with you throughout this next month, between this full moon tomorrow and the full moon in a month. Here's the thing. You already know all the stuff. I'm like banging on stuff. Can you see I'm banging on stuff? That's me making a point. Make everything better. Okay. So I'm being dramatic. You already know intuitively. Sure, you got lots of stuff to learn. I got lots of stuff to learn. We're always learning. But I want you to know that really what's happening every time you sit is you're remembering. I call it sacred remembering. You're remembering. You're getting things confirmed. You're getting things affirmed. And so I forgot to say welcome to all our new folks. So welcome to all our new folks. And I hope you're ready to just dive in, because I'm already going. But what we're doing, it really is helping you remember. This is all about sacred remembering. I have moments with my teachers that seem like aha, light bulb moments. And yet there's a part of my soul that always knew. And I know that you all know what I'm talking about. And so the biggest thing I'm seeing with people is a willingness to step into your authority, a willingness to step into your leadership energy, your leadership archetype, your leadership potential. Now, when I use the word leader, that doesn't mean you have to go stand out in front of like thousands of people and give a talk. I don't mean that kind of leader. I just mean leader archetype. I'm going to put this on speaker view because I got too many people moving in front of me and it's a little distracting. I also want to mention, if you haven't been in the group before, or even if you have, please only have this privately. If you've got people around you right now, you're not honoring the privacy of the circle. So if you're around other people and they can hear me, you need to come back and watch the recording later. This is a private group only for everybody who's signed up as part of the group. I hope that goes without saying, but I just want to mention that to anybody who might be in a public sphere. Do not let other people listen to this. That is not honoring the privacy of the group. Okay, moving on. So I really want to work with your archetypal energy as a leader. It doesn't matter what you want to do. If you want to be an artist, if you want to work with animals, if you want to be the best mom ever, if you want to be a teacher, if you want to be a healer, if you want to be an amazing business person, whatever. If you want to be an adventurer, if you want to be a gypsy, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It's the energy. It's what you're bringing. It's your intention. And so what's missing for a lot of people is the willingness to step into your leadership, step into your authority, and receive permission to embody your full potential. And that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to do a journey. We're going to tap in with the grandmother. And I'm not talking about your grandmother or anybody from your lineage. I'm talking about the grandmother of all the grandmothers of all the things, the grandmother, divine feminine, divine masculine, the grandmother, which is an energy that I've been working with one of my teachers. And the grandmother doesn't play around. She has no issues with being in her authority. She has no issues with being in her leadership, even if she never opens her mouth. She simply embodies her medicine. And I would like to connect you with her and do some very proactive, specific work tonight as we're in the fullness of this full moon to embody your authority as the beautiful divine being and medicine carrier that you are, whatever your medicine is. And also setting the intention to cleanse and clear over the next 2 weeks up until this new moon on the 17th is the new moon. So between tomorrow's, once the full moon culminates in the new moon, I'd really like you to set your intention with grace and ease to allow the transmutation of anything that is creating doubt and stuck energy and hoochah and making you stay small. Let's just be done with this. Like for real this time, okay? So we're gonna do a journey right now. I hope there's enough light in here. It looks all fuzzy, but I have like megawatt light bulbs going on there and I feel like it's so bright, but it looks very fuzzy here. So it looks okay, Paige? Okay. You can see me? Is that tripping everybody out? I know, okay. So we gotta keep it light because we're getting ready to do some deep work. So just know that the goofier I get, the deeper we go. I don't know why it's like that, but it is. So let's have fun with this, but let's also go deep. So I'm going to take you on a shamanic journey. Go ahead and get comfy. Just make sure you can hear me. Make sure you're not going to fall asleep. If you fall asleep, though, that's okay. You're still going to receive. And if you fall asleep, you can come back during the day and listen again. But even if you fall asleep, you're receiving exactly what you need. Okay. Hopefully you can stay awake though. Have a little adventure with us. So breathing into your belly. Just take a moment to ground your energy, sending energetic roots down into the earth. Allowing those energetic roots like a great tree to go down into Pachamama, into the earth. Take a moment and recognize, where are you in your body? No judgment, just an awareness of where are you in your body right now in this moment. And breathe into your belly. And just allow any stress or worry from the day just to flow down through those energetic roots down into Pachamama, into the earth. Just feed that stuck energy, feed that hucha to the earth. She loves hucha. Just let go of your to-do list and your worries. And allow the energy of the earth to flow back up into you, filling you with nourishment, nurturance. Good, very good. Activating the pillars of this temple, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael in the center, Sandalphon above, Metatron below, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain. Activating this temple grid space and including each of you listening into this sacred medicine world space so that we are linked throughout the duration of this session and we are together at the sacred fire in medicine world. And breathe into your belly. Activating the sacred space. So that only pure love and pure medicine are welcome in this space. Gracias, Apucuna, Sacred Mountains. Apucuna, Apalacha, Apucuna, Seven Sisters. Apucuna de Cusco y de los Andes. Apuasangate, Apu Sokantai, Apu Pachatusan. Apu Greybeard, Apu Lookout, Apu Tomahawk, Apu Little Piney, Apu Pumamarca, Apu Mama Simona, Apu Veronica. Gracias, Apucuna, gracias, Nustacuna. Sacred River, Sacred Water, Sacred Open Spaces. Gracias, Pachamama. Breathe into your bellies. Gracias, Pachamama, Mama Cocha, Mama Kia, Inti Taita del Sol, Wiero Cocha, Quichi. Mama Kia, the moon, la luna. Invoking our ancestors for their support. Invoking our guides, our teachers in the seen and unseen realms. Invoking the Munari to support and assist with psychic and energetic surgeries. Invoking the archangels, the star beings, the winged ones, the four-leggeds, the beautiful beings of the earth to support and assist for each of you, for your highest and greatest good. Invoking Spider Aranya, weaving the web. Invoking the grandmother. And breathing into your belly, in your sacred imagination, visualize your portal door. The portal door that you work with as you step through into your sacred space. And stepping into your sacred space, take a moment and look around and reconnect with your sacred space, the beautiful things growing there. Any animal totems that make themselves known to you, invite your guides into this space. Surround yourself with your guides. And take a moment to receive a gift from your guides that will support your highest and greatest good, especially over these full moons, over the next month. Whatever you get is perfect. It doesn't even have to make sense. If you're not sure what to do with it, bring it into your heart. And receiving your gift as you breathe into your belly. Allowing your guides to circle up around you in total support. And I want you to invite in the grandmother. However you see, this divine luminous being is perfect. And allow yourself to see the grandmother standing in front of you in your sacred space. Allow yourself to create a visual of this grandmother energy so that you can talk to her, learn from her, receive from her. And tell her thank you for honoring us by being present to us this evening. And in your heart, let her know that you seek to fully embody your gifts, your confidence, your courage, to embody your personal authority, your sovereignty, to trust yourself, to trust your inner knowing, and to allow yourself to be guided truly by your heart. Let her know that you're ready. And visualize your web of energy within you and around you. Visualize that web of energy and ask her to literally flick out of your energetic web any energies that are not supporting you. You don't even have to know what those energies are. You simply need to allow her to clear, cleanse, transmute, transform, remove those energies from your energetic web so that your energy body is clear, free and clear. Breathe into your belly as she does this. Those of you who are working with your energetic grid, who've trained with me before, allow your energetic grid. It's the same thing as your web, your energetic web, your energy body. Allow that energetic grid. Allow her to clean it up so that your energy is truly free and clear. Set the intention that you are free and clear, no more crossed energies. And breathe into your belly because this is a big cleansing. Good. Very good. And I want you to ask the grandmother to take you to the tree of knowledge, making your way to this tree of knowledge, you will see that water flows directly out of this tree. The water of pure life. And see how the grandmother gives you permission to drink from this water of pure life, straight from the tree of knowledge, and drink. Drink and receive this beautiful medicine that is offered to you. And you will see that to the left of the tree is an altar made of stone. And following the grandmother to this stone altar, with her support, lay down on that altar everything that you are just ready to be complete with. Self-doubt, self-criticism, other people's baggage, projections, fear that's not serving you, trauma, grief, loneliness, addiction, self-judgment, anything that keeps you small. Just be honest and authentic because this is just between you and the grandmother. Go ahead and lay that on that beautiful stone altar. Anxiety, worry, stress, confusion, not knowing how to step into your power, not knowing what you want to do with your life, whatever it is, place it on that altar. If you've got excess weight you'd like to let go of, just place that weight, that heaviness on the altar, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Place it on that stone altar. And watch as the grandmother transmutes and transforms all of that. The beautiful, luminous full moon energy. Watch how it's transmuted and transformed into diamonds, into rubies, into gold, into beautiful, beautiful, luminous objects of pure love and pure medicine. See how she turns it into beautiful seeds that can be gifted to the earth to grow flowers and trees. See how she turns it into light and into liquid light to water the earth. Just allowing that altar to be now filled with gifts that honor the earth. And honor all beings. And she'll give those gifts to the earth and to the tree of knowledge as an offering from you, as a thank you. Sacred reciprocity, Aini. And very close to that stone altar in that tree of knowledge, you will see an opening, a clearing, a circular clearing. And follow the grandmother into this beautiful, open, circular clearing. See your guides surrounding you. And see a circle of divine beings, divine grandmothers and grandfathers encircling this space along with a circle of great trees. And you stand at the center, honored. And see yourself kneeling in front of the grandmother as she puts her hands on your shoulders, standing in front of you, and breathe into your belly as you receive permission to fully embody your divine medicine, your divine purpose, your divine understanding, your divine awareness, your divine expansiveness, your divine authority, your divine personal power, your divine gifts, your divine leadership. And breathe into your belly to truly receive. You have permission to be your amazing, authentic soul self, embodied in human form. You have permission to trust your inner knowing, to trust yourself. You have permission to embody your personal authority, your divine soul mission. And as the grandmother places her hands on your crown, on your head, breathe into your belly and receive the activation of this anointing, of this honoring of you and your gifts, and your good medicine, and your divine heart. And wherever your journey takes you, just go with it. Corazón, Maracina, Corazón, 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 Maracina, Corazón, Corazón, Abuela, Maracina, Abuela. Abuela, Grandmother Maracina, Grandmother, Activation Maracina, Abuela, Abuela, you are anointed Maracina. Coming home, coming home. Maracina, Maracina. Maracina, Maracina. You have permission, Maracina. You have permission, Maracina. Tree of life, Maracina. Tree of life, Maracina. La luna, Maracina. La luna, Maracina. Activation. Activation. Maracina Corazon. Maracina Corazon. Breathe into your belly. Wherever you are in your journey, when you're ready, make your way in front of grandmother in this beautiful sacred space and allow yourself to receive your crown. Your crown as a king, as a queen, as a priest, as a priestess, as a beautiful luminous being. Allow yourself to be crowned. It's a beautiful, beautiful God and goddess that you are, that you truly, truly are, that your soul remembers. Breathe into your belly and allow yourself to be adored and anointed and appreciated and honored in this way. Breathe into your belly and receive full embodiment, full felt sense, fully embodying your personal power, your good medicine, your authority, your leadership. Breathe into your belly. I know those are some triggering words for some of you, and we want to cleanse that resistance and really fully embody your expansiveness. Good, 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 good. That feels good. If you've got wings, open them up. Feel your divine light expanding. See how big you truly are. See how big you can let yourself be when you're not keeping yourself small or following some arbitrary rules that mean nothing in the realms. Breathe into your body. Breathe into your belly. Expand into your fullness. It feels good to expand into your fullness. Enjoy it. Allow and receive how good that feels. Good, good, good. and feel how all the little stuff that felt so heavy just dissipates. When you're truly in alignment, all that little stuff is just little stuff. It's not there anymore. It's not pulling you down or keeping you small anymore because you're so expansive. So breathe into that, ground that, don't float away. Ground that in your physical form as well. Good, good job. Good, and stay in this expansive energy as you tell the grandmother thank you. Bringing yourself back to your sacred space and allowing your guides to circle up around you in your personal sacred space. Allow your guides to see that you're as big and expansive as they are. They'll love that. They totally cheer when you're in your expansive energy. They love it. And telling your guides thank you for supporting you in this process. Telling the grandmother thank you, the tree of knowledge, the beautiful stone altar, the stone tablet, the divine luminous beings in the realms that have supported and assisted in you fully embodying your luminous expansive self. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of our support in the seen and unseen realms. Breathing into your belly, and then when you're ready, step back through your portal door. Please feel free to bring your guides with you into this physical sacred space. When you can feel your guides circled up with you, reconnect with your physical form, feel yourself getting grounded back into your body, your guides circled up around you. And when you're ready, you can close your portal door behind you, feeling your guides circled up, surrounding and supporting you. You can gently open your eyes. And just take a moment and drink a little water. You should always have water while we're doing this because it's moving a lot of energy. It's good to stay hydrated. You all did a good job. I really just took you in and went for it. I could feel some of you going, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy. I know, I can feel you doing that. That's all right. That's part of it, is remembering that you are. You know, we have, sometimes we have triggers around the word leadership or around the word authority, or around any of these words, really. People, it's easy to get triggered because we don't have good examples necessarily or good mentoring of authority figures, of leaders, whether it's spiritual leaders or otherwise. And so it's important to reclaim the archetype of leader, the archetype and energetic vibration of authority, which really means that you trust yourself. It means that you trust your inner knowing, you trust your intuition, you trust the wisdom that you receive, and you have permission to trust yourself. You have permission to be your expansive self. I've sat with teachers before, and it's amazing how I can know it in my head, and I can do this work all the time, and still have a moment where they say something, and suddenly I feel the permission to do something that may not have even popped into my consciousness up till that point. Or suddenly I feel affirmed and have the permission and understanding that, yes, I can do that thing. Why am I still keeping myself small? I mean, this continues even as your journey continues. It's just the things that you're keeping yourself small from might be a little bigger as you continue on your journey, or they might not. It's just we have a better awareness of it. And it's funny to me how I'll think that I'm really going for it, and then something else opens up. I like to take myself right to the edge and let it expand more, and take myself to the edge and let it expand more, and just keep tracking and tracking and tracking the energy. And so I go sit with other people. I have people that I sit with regularly, my teachers, and in the realms, but also some human folks that I trust. And there are those moments where I feel that edge expand. And I realize, wow, why didn't I give myself permission to do that before? And it's funny because I will not have even necessarily realized it until that moment. And I really feel that it's collective programming. We really are taught to put everybody else first and stay small. And no diss to the men, but women especially are told to put yourself on the back burner and give and give and give until you fall over. And even if it's not consciously spoken, it's often just an understanding and that's just energetically passed along from the collective. So it's not selfish to take care of yourself first. It's vital. And it's not selfish to step into your authority and to step into your inner knowing and to trust that. It's vital. And the more you do that, the more you will be able to embody and vibrate what you choose to embody and vibrate. So I would really encourage you over the next month, let's do this as a group and let's keep each other updated in the Facebook group, because I really appreciate when you all share there, because I think you're seeing how everybody has a similar experience. It's just different based on their personal journey. But when you share and you open up vulnerably that way, other people are empowered, and you empower them to hold space for you and be present, but also share what's going on for them. So like Paige, you shared, I think today, that you've been, you know, it's been pretty emotional for you the last few days. And other people are saying, aho, lady, I hear you. It's been emotional for me too. And we are heading into the full moon and we're feeling it, whether you're male or female, we're all feeling it. We all feel these full moons and new moons differently. And, you know, just depending on a lot of different variables, but it can be really emotional. And so I really appreciate you sharing that, letting us hold space, but also letting other people say, yeah, it's been super emotional for me too. And knowing that you're not alone in that, and working with your tools to just ride those waves as you come out and come through onto the other side of that, and letting those cleansing tears do what, you know, the cleansing that they're doing. So as a group over the next month, let's really hold each other accountable. I'm going to let you do this in your own way with your own tools and the way that you choose to work. I'd really encourage you, especially between now and the 17th, the new moon, just allow daily cleansing of your energetic body, your physical body, daily cleansing of all that doubt and that staying small and that second guessing yourself and not trusting your intuition and all of that stuff. And then as we get to that new moon, we're going to be so clean and clear, so there's no more crossed energies. And then we're going to just start building and building and building. And that's when I want you to start calling it in. So let's spend the next 2 weeks or so until the new moon, just allowing it all to transmute and transform. And then on the 17th, we're going to start calling it in. And we're going to do this as a group so that it gets really activated and amplified. And if you want to go back and work with the grandmother at any time, please do. As far as I can tell, she's available to everybody. I did ask her permission because I met her through one of my teachers. So I asked her permission before tonight if she would be willing to work with us. And she said yes. So just ask her, because my experience, I equate her with the spider medicine, but that's just how she came to me. And she literally came over top of me like the size of a building and just started flicking. Like, she had like 1 foot, maybe two, one leg, I should say, on the ground. She was using all the other four or six or whatever and just flicking all this stuff out of my energetic field. She was like, no, out. And I was like, yes, thank you. And I don't even know half the stuff she was flicking out. I just didn't know it doesn't need to be there. It's nothing personal to any person, place, situation, or thing, but she just went, no more, with all her spidery legs. So I was really super grateful for that. So however she resonates for you, please continue to work with her. Ask her to teach you, ask her to guide you, because she has no apologies for who she is. He makes no apologies for her expansiveness, her power, her authority, her leadership. And yet you can tell when you connect with her, she doesn't have to worry about being humble because she's not being egotistical. People who are super obsessed with being humble are being really egotistical. That's the irony, is they're like, oh, I'm so humble, I'm so humble. You wouldn't have to worry about being humble if you just are being your authentic self without the ego running the show. We don't want to kill the ego. You need enough ego to get out of bed in the morning and to go do what you do. We want to work with it, though. You don't have to worry about if you're humble when you're fully embodying your medicine, because then you're simply vibrating from a place of being authentic, and that's empowering to people. And if you really are connecting in with this grandmother, you see what I'm talking about. She doesn't walk up and apologize and go, oh, hello, let me be all. You know, she doesn't, she just is herself. She's just her beautiful, perfect, pure medicine, pure love self. And then you don't have to worry about all the stories of ego and humility and blah, blah, blah. You're just being pure love and pure medicine. You step out of those stories, okay? So this is a lot of good medicine for us to work with. And this is, I'm excited to do this with you because it just keeps coming up, especially as, I think for men too, it's important that we, as women and men, we step into a sense of a sovereign authority of ourselves. Because when you're sovereign and taking authority for you, personal responsibility, then everything else can be of support to others. It's when we're busy trying to fix everybody else and control their situation that it gets wonky. So thank you, Paula, for inspiring that, and my teacher, Shaman John, for inspiring that tonight. That was super fun. And I just, before we run out of time, I appreciate it, you all. I wanted to do a little bit longer journey tonight. I wanted to sing a little bit and give you something that you can work with again if you'd like. But if there's anybody who'd like to work one-on-one, I want to save the last 15 minutes to do that. So you can raise your hand or comment or whatever works, and then Paige will unmute you. Or if you have a question about what we did or anything. Or if it triggered you, whatever, we're open. Or if you're sitting there going, I really want to ask a question, but I'm too shy. Maybe tonight's the night. Or not. But this is your opportunity if you want to work one-on-one. So going once, going twice. Paige, are you seeing somebody? Michelle said somebody's raised their hand. Somebody's typing. Is that you, Marissa?
Yeah, that's me.
You're unmuted. I can't see you, but you're unmuted.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you are.
Hi. I have a question about, and I feel like I'm being too technical perhaps, but help me understand the distinction between the Divine Mother, like who, you know, typically like Mother Mary or all the other versions of Divine Mother versus grandmother medicine, who you introduced us to tonight. Could you help me understand like the nuance there, if there is a difference?
The difference is whatever story you want to write. I'm working with the archetype of the grandmother because that's the energy that my teacher brought to me.
Okay.
And when I felt that energy come in, I felt an authority with her that felt, to me, felt different energetically than when I work with what I perceive as Divine Mother. When I work with the archetype of Divine Mother, this is just my personal experience. It's different for everybody. And so you really get to write your story about what it feels like. Mm-hmm. For me, Divine Mother is very nourishing, very nurturing. When I need just like energetically to suckle at the breast and just feel, just whether that's literal or not, you know, just to really feel held and supported and nourished and nurtured. That's when I call in Divine Mother. Not that she can't do all the rest, but that is a different energy to me than the archetype of the grandmother, who to me is more the matriarch.
Okay.
She's like if we have the tree of life, she's like that tree of life. She's also Pachamama. She is a grandmother figure. She is the elder of the whole world family. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And what I like about working with her, it's not that Divine Mother doesn't have just as much authority, Divine Father, Grandfather, all these archetypes. But for me, in this particular experience, Grandmother, the Grandmother comes in and she doesn't play. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I wanted. I wanted somebody who's loving, but also is like, that energy's got to go. And that energy's got to go, and we're not messing anymore. I wanted an authority figure that is pure love, pure divinity. And so that's why she resonated for me with this particular thing. And I think it was the last session. Was it the last session we did the rebirthing? And so the Divine Mother energy feels more, not that Divine Grandmother can't do the rebirthing with us too, but that feels more of a Divine Mother thing. So yeah, some of that's technical and story that you're going to write. So just hold it all very lightly. Hold it all very lightly. Don't get attached to any of it. Work with what feels good to you. If there's a Divine Mother archetype that you want to do this with, do that. If it Divine Grandmother feels good, if you want to do some healing with the Grandfather archetype, you know, it's really open, but that's where I was coming from energetically. And different archetypes feel different to me.
Thank you.
Does that help?
Thank you. Yeah, that does.
That's awesome. Great.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks for asking. So I think Lisa has a question.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Hello.
Hello. You're awake.
I was awake the whole time.
Woo!
The whole time. I made it. I get, for anyone that doesn't know, I get a lot of sleep during these sessions.
So, but she shows up every single time and wakes up super rested and healed, even though she has no idea what we did. That's what you're telling me. And I love that.
Yes. So this was really cool. So you said, go through your portal door. And I open the door and it's cobwebs. Like just a slew of cobwebs. Never happened before. And then when you said Spider Woman, so just went through and it was much brighter on the other side than it had ever been before. But same guides there, and there's always been a grandmother who sits but doesn't really interact. And that was the grandmother tonight, and she totally took over the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And yeah. I love the symbolism of those cobwebs, because part of your being able to stay awake, part of it is you've been doing a lot of physical healing, but also those cobwebs have just been keeping you kind of not clear, and you stepped through them tonight and were able to do some work. So now it's going to stay more clear for you. You're probably going to have an easier time staying awake now.
I hope so. So I did a big Reiki session today to work on my body. And I think that was really helpful. But I love that when you said spider and I had seen all these webs, and I love that the spiders, I mean, the webs were not ooky. It was just like, okay, let's get these out of the way.
Right.
And get in there. Yeah. It was nice.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Were you giving Reiki or receiving?
Receiving.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And yeah. That's great, especially if you're having a lot of physical healing and a hard time staying awake. Reiki is a great way to just receive, and you don't have to stay awake. But even in these sessions, it's been so great to hear from you, how you feel different. Even if you fall asleep during it, you feel different when we're done.
And then I go to sleep as you're walking us through the portal, and I wake up as you're bringing everyone back. It's not like I keep sleeping. I'm like on time. Yeah, it's crazy.
But not tonight. Tonight it was time. Now I feel like something. I love that you've stuck with it through this process, because it's clear that something has shifted and your body is starting to heal in such a way from all of that stuff you're dealing with that I do have a sense you'll stay awake more now. That's awesome to hear, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah,
thank you for sharing. That's great. Yay. I know Miss Spider's happy you stayed awake tonight. So Marianne, you'll be probably the last person I'm able to connect with.
Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted. Hi, lady.
Hey. So, well, two things. The first thing was really cool is because when you had to stand in this circle and I had all my guides around me, well, they all showed up wearing like these royal clothes. Like I had elephant all dressed up and like in India where they're all decorated. And then I was just thinking how it was royalty. And then you had us put on the crown and I was like, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. But so the question is this, I've been trying to transmute and transform into love and medicine for a while. My fear of speaking in public, like speaking in front of groups, mm-hmm. I always, and even right now, I'm like really like nervous, even though I'm in my own house. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if there's like a certain point in my life that is triggering all this, because it seems that no matter how often I keep doing this, it's still there. Mm-hmm. No matter how often I try to transmute and transform this fear of talking. Mm-hmm. And then I get the opportunity to talk again and it's like, it's still there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's like a certain point in my life that this all, that I just need to go back and find out what happened and why is there this deep-seated fear like this.
Mm-hmm. So there's a possibility of a soul retrieval, but I also want to ask you a question, and anybody else who's got a similar experience or maybe the same experience of being afraid to speak in front of groups or even speak here in this group, I want you to just breathe into your belly and get really grounded in your belly. Close your eyes, and I want you to authentically, very honestly ask yourself, what is the payoff from this fear? And Marianne's going to be the only one to answer, but I want you all to sit with whatever it is that you have this awful fear of that you can't seem to get over. There's a payoff. There's a payoff to keeping yourself small. So just be really honest with yourself and see what you get. What do I get from keeping myself small and not speaking in front of people? What's the payoff? What do I get out of this? And whatever answer you get is perfect. Any answer is the correct answer. But what do you get from this, Marianne? What do you get out of keeping yourself small and not speaking in front of people when you want to?
I mean, what comes is just to stay small.
Mm-hmm. So what is the payoff of staying small? And everybody just breathe into your belly and ask yourself that. What's the payoff of staying small?
Staying stuck.
Okay.
Is the payoff. Well,
that's the payoff. And what's the payoff of staying stuck? What do you get? How does that serve you to stay stuck? How is that? Well, but how do you think it is? Well, what's the story you're unconsciously telling yourself?
Because what I have to say doesn't really matter and no one wants to hear it anyways.
And that's good to know that that's how you really feel, because if you think what you have to share doesn't matter and nobody wants to hear it, then of course you'd be afraid.
I think that, it all goes back to like when I was younger and when my family would get together, everybody would watch TV and I'd want to talk to them and they'd always say, be quiet, the show is on or whatever.
Wow. Okay. So
like that is more important than anything that you have to say.
Right. So, and I don't know if we can do it in the next 5 minutes,
right.
But what I would encourage is for you to go back to that place with your little girl self. Actually, we can do it. Close your eyes, and anybody else who wants to do a gentle soul retrieval, mm-hmm. follow along. I want you to stay sitting up, Marianne.
Okay.
You're going to be proactive.
Okay.
Breathe into your belly. You know how to do this. Take your guides Breathe into your belly. Take your guides. Go back to your little girl self standing there at that TV wishing that you were heard. Because I grew up in a TV family too. I bet a lot of us did. So any of you, anytime that you weren't heard, go back to your little boy or girl self with your guides. Find that little boy or girl self. I want you to wrap your arms around her, whatever age she is. And I want you to whisper into her ear, I'm listening. I want to hear what you have to say. I care what you want to share. And then I want you to just take a minute and listen to him or her. Just listen to your little self. Whatever they want to tell you is perfect. And then as you're connecting with her, Marianne, stay with her, keep your eyes closed. And everybody else too, whoever, wherever you are with your little girl or little boy self, kind of tap in with the energy around and see how it feels. It might feel a bit chaotic. Mm-hmm. I want you to just activate all that energy. Is pure light, pure love, and pure medicine. Just go ahead and activate it with angels, Reiki, whatever you want to do. Just shift that energy completely around your little girl or little boy self. Activate it into harmony, peace, filled with light. And then I want you to ask your little boy or little girl self if they'd like to come and be with you where they can be heard and seen and received and appreciated. And when they say yes, I want you to swoop up that little one and bring them back to where you are right now. And I want you to just sit them on your lap. And I want you to let them know that you have a place for them in your heart that's just for them, where you will listen to them. And let that little one create a sacred space in your heart just for them, where there's no TVs, there's no distractions, there's nobody telling them to be quiet and stop talking, there's nobody shutting them down or making them small. Where there's only all the most wonderful things that your little girl or little boy self wants. And hold them close, tell them how much you love your little self. And just breathe into your belly as you let your little self step into that sacred space in your heart. Have you got her there, Marianne?
Yeah.
You're going to need, and everybody else, you're going to need to listen to your little self for real. You got to make yourself available. And when they say, I'm freaking out, I need you to listen, or I'm afraid to speak in front of people, I don't feel important, I don't feel heard, you need to listen. You need to take time to listen to what she wants and let her know how valuable she is. You get to be mom and dad to her now. You get to hear her. If you find yourself distracting or spacing out with TV or movies or music or food or whatever, take a minute and check in with her. Does that help?
Yes.
Yeah. Because a lot of us grew up in TV families. I mean, even now, if I go visit certain family members and everybody's there, I have some family members that the TV's just on, football, turned way up, like the whole time. And you can barely even hear yourself talking to the other people in the room. And most of them are just staring at the TV like zombies. It's so boring. Your little girl self was super bored, not engaged. It felt really chaotic and loud, and nobody was really communicating. And so you get to go back and be with her and give her what she needs and check in. What do you need? And then and respond, give her what she needs as she asks for it. Okay.
Thank you.
That was a good one. That's really good for a lot of us. And that was a short version, but for anybody that's dealing with anything like that, go do the soul retrieval video or do this on your own. Go take your guides and go back and retrieve your little self, and you get to give your little self what you didn't get back then. And we definitely need to listen to our little selves, because our little girl, little boy selves knew everything. We remembered everything. If you want to amp up your psychic abilities, your creativity, your compassion, your love, your art, your finances, your writing, your business, everything, you need to get in touch with your little girl or little boy self. Because before everything went nutty in your life, wherever it may have gone nutty, and things started becoming forgotten, you knew everything when you came onto this planet. I honestly believe that's why we can't really verbalize too much until we're like 2 or 2.5, because we actually have all the answers, but we're not supposed to tell everybody, because then there would be, you know, the video game wouldn't work. Like, if you already have the answers, what are you doing here, right? So it's time to go back and reconnect with these little cells that have splintered off, and that's why we do the gem soul retrievals, because then as you bring these pieces back, you begin to really fully embody your sacred wisdom and your understanding and your remembering from a soul place that you knew inherently when you were birthed onto the planet, and then the forgetting begins, right? So that's beautiful, to go back and honor her, retrieve her from that chaotic loud TV place, love her, listen to her, and give her what she needs, okay?
Thank you.
And for anybody else, however you are working with that, same thing. So awesome. Thank you so much for asking. Thank you, everybody, Marissa and Lisa. And thanks, Michelle, for letting us know that people were raising their hand. Shelly's asking about info on the grid. I think we've worked with the energetic grid in 1 or 2 of the previous sessions. You'll have to look on the membership page and see what the highlights are, but I mostly work with the energetic grid in depth with people who are studying with me in person. We go into deeper medicine around it there, but we could probably work with it as well more detailed at the weekend workshop, weekend retreat, because that's where we're going to get to take everything we're doing and amp it up. But that's a training piece. But I think we've worked with it some in these sessions, so you'll want to go look. So thank you, Paige, for hosting. Blessed full moon to each of you. Remember, over the next two weeks now, between tomorrow and the 17th, just soul retrievals, cleansing, cord clearings, just go for it. And starting the 17th until the 31st, another full moon, blue moon, that's when we're going to pull it in, pull it in, pull it in, pull it in, activate, activate, activate. We're going to do this together. So stay connected on the Facebook page. Welcome to everybody who's new. I'm really excited you're here. Really excited to keep this up. And we'll be sending out info tomorrow about the weekend retreat. Yay! Thank you all for being here. Thank you, Paige, for hosting. You can unmute everybody, and we'll say goodnight.